Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is taking the means. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most noble, the most beneficent. For He is the one who has encouraged us to take the means in our lives and to trust on Him therein. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَنُونَ. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It is well known with regards to the prophets and the messengers, and the scholars and the righteous and the wise, that they take the means that Allah has facilitated for them whilst trusting solely on Him. Accordingly, this entails that they strive with whatever it has been facilitated for them in terms of their capabilities for the benefit of themselves and their communities. Illustrated of this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam to take the means for his safety and salvation by building a ship to save himself and those close to him from the oncoming flood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَنِصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا. And so we inspired him to construct the ship under our observation and under our inspiration. And so the saving of those who were with Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam from the flood was as a result of his taking the means, which in this case was to construct the ship. But this was facilitated by the tawfiq, the inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the divinely granted success that resulted as a result of his following that inspiration. This is an example of what it means to take the means. Another example is the story of Dhul-Qarnayn in the Quran. About him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Indeed, we established him upon the earth, and we gave to him everything a way, so he followed a way. Here, the Quran is mentioning how Dhul-Qarnayn was given the facilitation of many, many blessings. And with each of these things, he took a way. A way here means the means, a means by implementing them, a means of using them. One of the examples of this such a way was the story in the Quran about how he sought the help of others to build a dam as a protection against Gog and Magog. And so he said in the Quran, he said, فَأَعِنُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. So assist me with strength, and I will make between you and them a dam. In this instance, Sayyidina Dhul-Qarnayn was joining between the means of his own strength and his own knowledge in building this dam and the utilization of the strength of others. And so this was a means. And so by this collaboration and cooperation, the skill of various people as a collective was utilized to ensure that they were able to protect themselves, ensuring the safety of their community. In similar spirit, we find the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraging his companions to take the means that are at their disposal, whether these means be material means or spiritual ones. A famous instance of this is when a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, should I set my camel free or should I let it go forth purely relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whilst, or should I tie it and then rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, responded by saying, "Tie it and then rely upon Allah." Elsewhere, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to another man, "احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز." Strive for that which will benefit you and seek the help of Allah and do not feel helpless. To feel helpless, brothers and sisters, is when a person feels incapacitated. They feel they cannot take any means. They cannot take any steps to ensure peace, security, salvation, health. And this is not the way of our religion. For indeed, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to take the means. And he said, "Wala ta'ajaz," never feel helpless, never feel incapacitated. So to bring this khutbah home to the current situation we find ourselves in, a plague that has afflicted the world, we should not feel helpless therein. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked about how to heal from a plague, and his response was to take the means. An instance of what it means to take the means is to take medication. In fact, we find a hadith in which the Sahaba asked him, "O Messenger of Allah, should we take medication?" And he said, "Yes, O servants of Allah, make use of medical treatment." And so from the means of recovery and healing and adhering to the prophetic advice in times of difficulties, such as the plague, the waba that we are currently facing, is that we adhere to the instructions and implement whatever it is that the official bodies and those in charge of our health have officiated, such as the Ministry of Health and Prevention. And we should also in our own lives observe the precautionary measures to ensure the safety and well-being for ourselves and others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success in all of our affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He heal us all, that He help this world heal from this plague, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return us all to a state of afia, inward well-being, and that He forgive us our faults. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.